the last 6 months or so. And yet, my very first net I ran was a week after I got licensed. I think it was. Maybe 2 weeks after I got licensed. There was a bill on EchoLink called the Missouri VOIP net, which was 99% EchoLink and a few repeaters in Kansas City, St. Louis, and Cape Girardeau was connecting. And I had been checking in for probably about 2 or 3 weeks. So yeah, it was about a month after I got licensed. I just happened to be on there early, probably about 10 minutes before the net. I was connected into the Missouri. At that time, we had a Missouri conference server. And I was connected into that and got a text box message from the schedule net control saying her microphone wasn't working and asked if I'd be willing to run it. And I was like, well, I'm riding in the car right now. I don't have the script in front of me, but if y'all are good with an impromptu on-the-spot net, we'll go for it. And she said, yeah, not a problem. So that was my first time running a check-in net. Now, the day my ticket came in was a Friday, and we had a severe weather event that day. It was July 24th of 2015. We had a little bit of severe weather, and my very first time on the air was running severe weather net.
Well, that's very cool. I'm glad when you jump in, you jump in with both feet and probably both arms, and that's good. Because, you know, there's no point being, it's all good. You know, some people are kind of shy, and it's their nature, and I get it. And but, you know, you go to all the trouble to get your license, you might as well get on there. So, and what's the worst that can happen? You know, almost everybody I encounter in ham radio is courteous. I have very few exceptions to that. And if you need help with something or you don't do something exactly right, most of them will help you. You know, now if they know you pretty well and you're just chewing the fat, they might pick on you a little bit. But if you needed help, they'll do that. So I know the people up here I speak for, at least the club up here, we got a good bunch. And I gather you've got a very active club down that way, or they do. At Nick's, I don't know if you are part of it or not, but at any rate, I gather there's a pretty active club, or they wouldn't have all this repeater system going on.
Hi, I'm a member of the NICSA club and the president of the newly formed Polk County Amateur Radio Club, which officially established in May of this year as an official club, which has a history. We were an Aries group from 2014 to 2017. Then we were an independent group because the ARRL at that time was pushing Aries Connect, which fell apart. So, and then we remained an independent group for the last several years. And emergency management emailed me in March saying, hey, we have new directors. We have a new assistant director who's a ham. We want to know if you guys are interested in partnering with us and being a partner of the emergency management office and helping with communications for events or anything else. So I sent out an email to our group, and we had a meeting within a, surprisingly, we had a very good turnout with a one-week notice. 1 week notice, and we had about 15 people at the first meeting, and the first two meetings were just discussions and kind of bouncing ideas around, and then the third meeting was voted in officers and established as a club. So that was a good deal. And the guy that helped me get licensed, his name is Joey McElwee, M0OTP, and he taught classes for technician class and general and extra and all that. And since I, of course, couldn't read, he restructured the class to help me out. And when I would do the test, he'd read and fill in my answers when I'd tell him what my answer was. And took my technician twice, passed it the second time, took my general once, passed it the first time. So I haven't went for the third and final yet. But. So I had pretty good help. I'd honestly like to say, let me reset here. I'd honestly like to say, you know, within my first 2 years of getting licensed, I don't think I would have made it very far if it wasn't for Joey helping me. So he was a big help and recommended radios. You know, I started out like everybody, started out with a Bofang, UZ5R. So started out there. As with most people, I have more radios than I probably need now.
Well, they say admitting your problem is the first step to recovery. Hi, I'm Jeff, and I own too many radios.
Yeah, I don't think I'm quite to the point of too many yet. I mean, I got two VHF handhelds, and I do use both of them. So, then I have my ICOM, an old Highway Patrol low-band radio, waiting on a Motorola mobile to come in. I don't know when that's going to happen. But, so I'm not quite to the point of too many. I do have a Kenwood that's sitting under my desk, though, not used. I plan to use it for ATF. I just got to get it fixed.
Well, just one more. Denial is a river in Africa, I've heard. Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm not doing anything about it. I'm just admitting that I have too many. I'm probably... Yep, got a problem. Yes, I'll go on with it. But I do like them. It's fun getting a new one. I haven't bought a lot of new radios just lately, but I still remember the thrill. When I got my Flex radio, it was really unbelievable. It's kind of weird, too, getting used to it, but I love it. WB0LRX, and feel free to pick on us, too, if you decide to. And I hope you know, it's been good fun.
Welcome to the WB0LRX repeater.
Most of the time.
Oh, yeah, we do that on the Polk County Amateur Radio Club, yeah, too. So, you know, we have, you know, it is technically a formal net, but we'll pick on each other either way. Less fun.
Yeah, I mean, if there's an emergency net, we won't do it. We'll do what we need to do. But, you know, we're just relaxing and having fun. So, it's very good to know kind of more stuff about you guys down there, and maybe we'll get to know you guys a little bit if we keep linking these repeaters up. And you're certainly welcome on here any day of the week. You may come on and not get an answer, but if you do it often enough, you should. Or you may get one the first time, I just don't know. Myself, I am generally on... If I'm going to be listening, it'll be in the evenings after supper. Sometimes late afternoons before supper or something like that. Afternoons and evenings might hear me, but usually I just have it on and I'm not talking. So somebody calls me, I'll stop what I'm doing and answer most of the time. WB0LRX, I do need to get off here, though. Unfortunately, it is past my... my bedtime keeps getting earlier and earlier, it seems like. Back to you, WB0LRX, Brad.
Yeah, I have the problem of my wake-up time keeps getting... The going to bedtime doesn't quite match all the time. I've been doing really well at sleeping at night, though. I have issues with my sleep schedule. I'm pretty sure I have that non-24 deal. I do prefer sleeping during the day, but it's pretty boring being awake all night with nothing to do. So I try to sleep during the night and be awake during the day. Even though I don't do anything during the day, so it's just as boring. But anyhow, yep, we'll catch you later on. I think my phone probably says it needs to be plugged. Probably ought to put it on its life support for the evening. Finish listening to this net. I don't think anything's timed out, so... And we're, you know, getting close to the end of the net, I think. There's the trivia net we connect to. I've been on it for about a little over a year now. We just started joining it last week. But typically, it wraps up around 10:15. Last week, it went very long. It didn't wrap up till 10:45. Wednesday nights are typically my stay up. You know, it's like a diet. You got to have one cheat night every now and then. K0KDW. We'll catch you later, Jeff. Have a wonderful evening.
Yeah, you do. You got it, Gene. Get some, that's for sure. And I enjoy listening to a trivia net. I'm not generally participating because I never know the answer, very rarely before the other people, but I enjoy them. There's one on 3916 I used to listen to, in case you have or have not heard it, but you've already got one on your repeater. So 73s for now, and talk to you again soon, my friend. K0KDW, B0LRX, Sedalia.
Sounds good. Yep, this is based out of Ohio. The Silver Creek Amateur Radio Show. Good, great group of people. I enjoy, in fact, I connect to their repeater every now and then and chat with them. So, I get around. K0KDW, I'll be clear and out there.
KA0KDW, disconnected.
Good evening. The time is 10 o'clock p.m.
Welcome to the WB0LRX repeater, PL Tone 107.